各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
那今天呢，要跟大家分享一个题目，就是主的再来哈。
Today I'm going to share, my sharing is going to focus on the Lord's second coming.
那主的再来呢，在圣经中呢，是一个很重要的一个主题哈。
The Lord's second coming is one of the most important themes in the Bible.
有人统计过呢
？Someone did the statistics.
圣经中呢，每有一次呢，提到主的第一次再来
，for each of mentioning of Lord's first coming，
就有八次的预言呢，讲到主耶稣第二次的再来。
There will be eight times mentioning of Lord's second coming in the Bible.
那有人统计过呢，在整本圣经当中呢。有318次呢，预言到主的第二次的再来。
So somebody did the statistics that there will be, there is actually a total of 318 times mentioning of the Lord's second coming.
那么在上个星期呢，跟大家分享到主的这个升天哈。
In my last Sunday sermon, I shared about the topic regarding Lord's ascension.
那我们注意到呢，天使呢对那门徒说了。
It's noted that the angel said to the disciples.
Kevin， 可能你帮我一下，让这个。OK， 就是在这个《使徒行传》呢第一章十一节那里记载说哈，他说天使对那些这个耶稣的门徒说哈。他说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来哈。”
So the angel said to the disciples, "Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into the heaven."
那今天呢？当我们谈到主的再来的这个信息的时候
，Today as we really talking about the topic regarding God's Lord second coming，
很多时候呢，我们对好像主耶稣再来的这个我们会比较有兴趣呢，知道说啊，什么时候主会再来呢
？So we will be really interested in knowing the aspect about Lord second coming， particularly to the time when he's coming。
或者呢，我们对主耶稣再来的这个预兆哈啊也很有兴趣啊。
Or we really interested in knowing more about this omen or the signs of his second coming.
那但今天呢，我们不会谈到这一些哈。
But today that's not the focus of my sermon.
那今天呢，我们比较我会着重的就是主再来的这个目的，或就是说呢，他再来的时候会做些什么。
So today I'm going to focus my sermon on.The purposes of his second coming.
那因着这个我们要看比较多的经文呢。
So today I'm going to read a lot of Bible verses.
我们知道呢，主耶稣第一次再来的这个目的是什么呢
？We all know the purpose of God's first coming.
就是呢，要把人从罪恶当中呢拯救出来。
He came to the earth to redeem all of the sinners.
那么我们知道他道成肉身呢，那么成为人，然后最终呢为人的罪呢被钉死在十字架上。
The Word became flesh, the incarnation, the incarnation, then his death on the cross and atonement, redeemed the sinners.
那么第三天呢，再从死里复活。
And he rises the third day.
那么40天之久呢，他向门徒显现他。
He revealed himself to the disciples in 40 days.
然后升天。
And then he ascended.
那么叫一切信他的人呢，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So for all who believe in him will live forever, no one is going to perish.
那但是主耶稣第二次再来，他的目的是什么呢
？So what is the purpose or purposes of his second coming?
那我们要从圣经来看几点。
So let's look at some Bible verses.
第一呢，他要呢迎接圣徒呢回天家。
So first, he will come to take us back to heaven.
那么上个星期我们有大概讲到说，主耶稣升天呢，乃是要为我们预备这个 方。
So last week I mentioned about a work God had done for his ascension is to prepare a place for us.
他还要再来呢，迎接我们。
So he's coming back to take us to the heaven.
那么约翰福音呢，十四章二到三节说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我的父家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了，我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。
So the Gospel of John chapter 14 verses 2 to 3, my father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
那我想问大家一个问题哈。
I want to ask you all a question.
那你想主耶稣已经为我们预备好了地方没有？
Have you thought about if Jesus has already prepared a place for us?
那他离开我们呢，升天已经将近了两千年了。
So it's been more than 2,000 years passing since his ascension.
那你想主耶稣是否已经预备好的地方？
Do you think it has given the Lord enough time to prepare a place for us?
我想他已经我相信他已经预备好了。
I'm in full faith that he has prepared a place for us.
只等待呢迎接我们到他那里去。
He's waiting to welcome us to be with him.
那很多时候我想这个主耶稣还没有再来，就是因为我们还没有预备好。
So many times I thought about this way is why he's not coming the second time is we are not ready.
那今天呢我们在在美国哈许多的这个城市。
Today we are living in the United States in many cities.
我们看到呢有一个一个问题哈。
We probably observe a common problem.
就是有很多的这些无家可归的人。
We've seen many homeless people.
有时看到他们也是非常可怜的。
So we often fall into sympathy of these people.
因为他们无家可归呢，他们只能够在公园里，在晚上呢，只能够在公园里面过夜。
So because they are homeless, so they have to find a spot like in a park to spend their night.
或者呢，在这个桥底下啊。
Where they find a spot and a bridge.
那但我想呢更可怜的是
Well, I thought about something that is more pity.
就是今天呢很多人呢不知道说他死了之后要去哪里。
So it's for some people who do not know where they will go after their death.
那我相信呢我们今天作为基督徒的
I believe that today we as Christians,
其中最有福的就是知道，就是我们知道呢，我们的永恒的归宿在哪里。
The best blessing we have is to know where we go in eternity.
那意思就是说，我们知道我们死了之后呢，我们要到哪里去。
So in other words, we know where we are going after our death.
今天呢，如果我们在主再来之前呢，就离世或者离开这个世界。
So if we just happen to be died before Lord's second coming,
那我们相信我们的灵魂呢要归回到主那里去。
So we believe that our soul will go back to the place God is.
那永远的要与主同在。
And we'll be there with our Lord forever.
那保罗说呢，他说我正在两难之间哈，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。
Paul once said.In the Philippians, that I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
那当然呢，保罗想到他自己的使命哈，他能够与信徒呢在一起，这也是非常好的一件事情。
So Paul is really has meditated a lot of time on his mission in terms of be with the disciples.
但是他想到说，如果他离世能够与基督同在呢，这是好的无比哈。
And then he said that if he depart from the world and be with Christ, that's even better by far.
那如果我们活着，只等到主的再来哈。
If we are still alive until the Lord's second coming,
那我们圣经讲到说，我们要被提到这个营里哈，在空中与主相遇。
So it's mentioned in the scripture that we will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
那永远的与主同在哈。
So we'll be with the Lord forever.
那么帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，那里记载说哈。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了之人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到营里，在空中呢与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
The First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 15 to 17. According to the Lord's word, I tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet, call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.
那这里讲到这个基督徒呢，有一天当主再来的时候会被提哈。
So it really talks about when Lord comes the second time, the Christians will be caught up in the air.
那么你可以想象到呢，在那一天的到来的时候呢，忽然间呢，整个世界会少了，所有真信耶稣基督的人呢，都会被提了，都不在这个世上。
So can you imagine that day when it comes, the so many people disappear from this world because they were caught up together in the cloud to meet our Lord in the air.
那当然了，我们都盼望说，在那个时候呢，当主再来的时候，有任何人呢被留下来。
We don't.
被留下来，就是说没有被提。
So we don't hope that so many people will be remain on this earth when God is coming second time.
那第二呢，主再来的时候呢，他也要救赎我们的这个身体。
The second purpose of his second coming is about he will come to redeem our bodies.
我们知道呢，当我们信主的时候呢，我们的灵魂就得救了。
We all know that when we decide to believe in Jesus, our soul is saved.
我们得以成为神的这个儿女哈。
So we become God's children.
但是呢，我们的身体呢还未得赎哈。
So, but our bodies are not redeemed.
我们的身体呢？今天呢？我们虽然信了主，我们灵魂得救了，但是我们的身体还会什么？还会像其他人一样，会经历这个生死病老的这个过程。
So even our soul are saved by our faith, but our bodies are like others, still, probably will still face the challenge of, illness and pains.
那今天呢，在我们当中呢，可能有一些年纪比较大的弟兄姐妹。
Today, there are elder brothers and sisters sitting among us.
那你会发现到呢，你的身体没有像你像以前年轻的时候这样哈。
I think you will agree with me that your bodies are not as strong as that, of your youth time.
你的眼力差了。
Your vision is getting worse.
你的耳朵它听不清楚了。
Your hearing is really influenced.
你的脚呢也脚走不动了。
Your mobility deteriorates.
你的手也没有力了。
Your hands are weak.
那但是呢，这种情况呢，要等到主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们的身体呢才得赎。
So you have to understand that all of this situation can only be changed when God comes the second time.
那么罗马书呢第八章那里告诉我们说哈，他说我们知道一切受造之物呢。一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此呢，就是我们这有圣灵出借果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体呢得赎。
Romans chapter 8, verses 22-23. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship and redemption of our bodies.
今天呢我们也等待做真的是我们的身体呢能够得数。
So today we are waiting for the redemption of our bodies.
当主再来的时候呢，那圣经讲我们要得着一个荣耀的这个身体。
When God really comes the second time, we will receive this glorious redemption of bodies.
那么在哥林多前书呢第15章，那保罗告诉门说哈，他说我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。 我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就是在一霎时眨眼之间呢，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话，就应验了。
Paul told us in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. Listen, I told you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. That has been swallowed up in victory.
那今天呢，我们所拥有的这身体，就好像圣经这个经文所讲的，我们会逐渐的这个朽坏。
So it really tells us that the bodies we have today is going to be mortal.
那么也会经历这个死亡，有一天都会死。
So we all will face and experience death.
但是呢，当主再来的时候，他要赐给我们一个荣耀的身体，是不会朽坏的，也不会死的。
So when God comes the second time, He will give us a glorious body which is immortal.
那么今天我们看到呢，有些人呢，他们生 生出来呢，就在身体上就有缺陷。So
we know for some people, even upon their birth, they are the persons with disabilities.
或者呢，他们就是遭受到一些的意外，而使到身体上呢有这个缺陷。Or
they became disabled due to some accidents.
那么我不晓得你们有看过这本书吗？轮椅上的这个画家。
I don't know if I've read this book, our artist in a wheelchair. Yeah. Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
这个是很好，这个很激励人的一本书。It's a
really good book, very inspirational, and I hope we have a copy in our library.
那么这是讲到这位女孩子呢，叫Johnny哈，她在15岁的时候呢，在一次跳水的时候呢，不小心呢就弄到，就伤到她的背椎骨，直到她整身就瘫痪了。So
it's a story about Johnny. When she was 15 years old, she was doing the diving and get injured and become paralyzed.
那么她开始的时候是很不能够接受自己。So
in the very beginning, she really have this denial of her disability.
但是后来呢，她逐渐的借助主的这个恩典呢，她接受了她自己。So
by Lord's grace, she started to accept the reality.
那么她也学习呢，用那个，因为她的这个整个身体都不能够动，所以她只能够用嘴呢含着那个笔呢来画画。
And then she learned the skill to draw by using the pen in her mouth.
那么她也坐在轮椅上。Then
she's really a wheelchair bounded.
那有一次呢，她就画了一幅画。
Once she really painted this picture.
就是画了这个一张的这个轮椅哈。
So she really painted a picture of a wheelchair.
那我下面就写作两个字哈。
So she then wrote the following.
就是 for sale 哈。
For sale.
那什么意思呢？就是说她真的是她期待做，真的是她有这个有这个盼望，就是当主再来的时候呢，她这样。如今呢，他这样残废的这个像这个瘫痪的这个身体呢，要得到改变啊，他就不再需要这个轮椅了。
So she really holds firmly this hope. When God comes second time, she does not need the wheelchair anymore because the God will give her a glorious body.
所以今天呢，无论我们的身体如何哈。
So today, no matter whichever condition your bodies are in.
那么我们有这个基督徒的，我们有这个盼望。
For Christians, we all have this hope.
那有一天呢，神要是我们要得着一个永不朽坏、永不死亡的这个荣耀的这个身体。
So we will get this immortal and glorious body from Lord, which we will not worry about the death again.
那第三呢，圣经讲到说，主耶稣再来的时候，他要引起这个心腹哈，就是教会。
So the third purpose of Lord's second coming is about that he will come to receive his bride.
那我们知道呢，在人世间呢，其中一样呢，最喜乐的事是最在人世间呢，其中一样最喜乐的事情是什么呢
？So in human world, can you imagine one of the most joyful events in your lives?
就是与你所爱的人结婚的那个时刻。
And that is the wedding where you get married with the person you love most.
那我跟师母呢谈了恋爱有大概谈我们谈恋爱有七年之久。
My wife and I dated for a total of 7 years.
那为什么这么久呢
？You must be curious about why we have dated for this long.
那我因为我工作了一段时间，然后也进去神学院读书哈。
So I was busy with work first of all, and then I went to a seminary to study.
那后来他也去了这个神学院。
Then later, my wife went to the seminary as well.
所以我就等到他神学院毕业的时候呢，才跟他这个结婚。
So I had to wait until her graduation, so we got married.
当时呢，我每天在算哈，哇，那什么时候那个日子来到
？Yeah, I can really recall that I was counting each day about her graduation day.
那我多么期待那一天的到来哈
！So I was really hoped for that day to come soon.
那没有想到那我们是在1989年哈。
So we got married in 1989.
那我是在1989年6月24号的时候结婚哈。
June 24th in 1989。
那想不到呢，已经过了将近28年了。
I can't imagine time flies. It's been 28 years. Yeah.
所以当主耶稣也是这样，他也期待着那一天的到来，他能够引起这个教会哈，作为他的心腹。
So, Lord has reminded us that he is really expecting this day, so he can receive the church as his bride.
那么圣经记载说呢，在启示录，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊分蹄的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊至婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
The book of Revelation chapter 19 verses 7 to 9, let us rejoice and be glad and given him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clear, was given her to wear. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.And he added, these are the true words of God.
那今天呢特别是姐妹哈，在出嫁的那一天呢，在婚礼的那一天哈，都会穿上这个礼服，把自己的打扮得非常美。
So today, particularly for our sisters, when they are expecting the wedding day, they usually dress the most beautiful way.
那但是在古时候的这个女孩子呢，他们没有像我们今天这么方便。
In the ancient time, the girls really would not dress, you know, as convenient way as we do today.
今天我们可以去买或者租一件的这个礼服哈，在当天穿。
So really, today we can either buy or rent a wedding dress for the wedding day.
但是古时候的这个女孩子呢，她们要天天的做这个花绣呢，天天的绣花，做好她们的这个当天这个婚礼所要穿的这个礼服哈。
So in the ancient time, the young women have to prepare by embroidering their clothes.
那今天对我们基督徒来讲呢
？Today, to our Christians.
那我们是教会，我们主耶稣基督有一天呢，要来迎娶我们哈。
So the Lord Christ.Will come to receive us as his bride.
那我们从得救的那一天开始呢，也要天天的预备那大日子呢所要穿的这个衣服哈。
So from the day when we were saved, we need to get ready for the wedding day with the Lord.
就是天天呢追求这个圣洁和行义哈。
In other words, we follow Jesus every day to live a holy life.
那以致呢，我们那一天能够赴这个羔羊的这个婚宴哈，就好像这个启示录那里所讲的。
So then we will be ready to attend the wedding of our Lamb.
第四呢，我们也看到主耶稣再来的时候呢，他要什么呢
？The fourth purpose of Lord's second coming is that
他要败坏那个恶者。
He will come to destroy the devil.
那我们知道目前这个世界的王呢，就是那恶者，就是那撒旦。
We know the devil, Satan, is the king in the earth.
那我彼得前书呢，那里说教导我们要谨守警醒啊，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼呢，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So Peter reminded us that in the first Peter chapter 5 verse 8.Be alert and of sober man. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
那么他要做什么呢？主耶稣说，他盗贼来呢，无非要偷窃、杀害、破坏。
What he's gonna do to us? Jesus remind us in the book of John, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
那今天呢，我们看到呢，这个撒旦呢，借助种种的方法呢，来攻击我们。
So today we have observed that Satan used many different means to attack us.
他要借助这个金钱，借助这个权势，借助这个情欲试探人来犯罪跌倒。
So he will attack us by using money, power, lust.And even the desire of people.
那但我们也知道说，当主再来的时候呢，他要破坏这个撒旦的这个权势。
But we should know that when God comes the second time, He will destroy the devil.
那圣经记载说呢，那迷惑他们的魔鬼呢，被扔在硫磺的火炉里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必。必作业受痛苦，直到永永远远。
So the Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 1 to 3 and verses 10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet has been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那么撒旦或者魔鬼他的这个命运呢，已经定了。
So the destiny of Satan is confirmed.
就是有一天呢，神要把他丢在这个硫磺的这个火湖里。
Because he will be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur by our Lord.
那第五呢，主耶稣再来的时候呢，他也要施行这个审判。
The fifth purpose of Lord's second coming is that he will come to judge the world.
我们知道呢，在这个世上有许多不公平、不公义的这个事情。
We know there are so many unjust and unrighteous things existing in this world.
有时候我们看到呢，好人呢未必有好报。
We often, you know, puzzling about why good things do not always happen to good people.
那有一些做坏的人呢，他们却十分的成功哈。
But some evil people will be successful in what they do.
那我在想呢，如果没有神的话呢，谁来主持这个公义呢？
So I often think about this question. If there were not a God, who will maintain the just, the justice?
那谁来按照个人所行的来审判个人？
Who is going to judge according to what everyone has done?
那么圣经告诉我们说哈，但是圣经告诉我们说，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
So the Bible, you know, inform us in the Acts chapter 17, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man who has appointed.
所以神已经定了这个日子，要借着耶稣基督呢，按公义审判天下。
So God has really destined this day that he will judge the people according to what they have done, either righteously or not.
那么所以圣经记载说，按照定命，人人都有意思，死后皆有审判。
So, it's said in the Bible, it's in Hebrew, for just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
那今天呢，我们作为基督徒，我们也要面对主的这个审判。
Today, we as Christians have to face the judgment day from our Lord.
但是不是说我们不是得救或者不得救的这个审判。
This is not judgment about whether you have saved or not.
而是我们工作和生活的这个审判。
This is a judgment on what you have done in your life and your work.
那么哥林多前书这里记载说哈，他说个人的工程呢必然显露，因为那日子呢要将它表明出来，有火化现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救仍像火里经过的一样。
So is the First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 13 to 15. Their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the qualityof each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
那今天我们在教会里服事。
Today we serve in your church.
那有一天呢，主也要按照我们的这个服事呢，来审判我们。
So when that day comes, Lord will put us in judgment according to what we have done in the ministry.
到底我们所服事是是草木合接呢，或者是金银宝石的这个服事？
So really, our service are like the gold or silver, or it's really the stone or the grasses.
那么哥林多后书也告诉我们说，所以无论是住在身内。离开身外，我们立的志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So it's also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so.That each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
那对不信主的人来讲呢，将来他们也要受到审判。
So for non-believers, they have to face the judgment day as well.
那么他们要接受的是这个定罪的这个审判。
So they have to face judgment day about their sin.
那么启示录那里记载说，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都要逃避，再无可见之处。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都要站在宝座前， 书案卷展开了，并且有另一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都要凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
The book of Revelation chapter 20 verses 11-12. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
我想呢，这是主再来呢最可怕的一件事情。
I think this is the most scary moment about God's second coming.
因为呢，我们都要站在主面前呢，接受这个审判。
Because we have to face this judgment by standing in front of Him.
我们是否能够站立得住呢？
Can we stand firm at that day?
那有一位传道人说哈，我上次已经在主崇拜有讲过，他说我只为两天而活哈。
A pastor once said this: I only live for 2 days.
就是今天和那一天。
Is today and that day.
我想这是非常对的哈。
I couldn't agree more.
那因为昨天已经过去了。
So yesterday was already past.
那么明天还没有到来。
Tomorrow is not yet to come.
今天对我们来讲是最重要的。
Today is the most important day for us.
我们要好好的为今天而活。
So we have to live well for today we have.
那另外呢，我们也要围着那一天的到来呢而活。
And then we live for getting ready for that day.
就是那一天呢，我们都要站在主的台前，审判台前的那一天。
So because then we all have to stand in front of God in the judgment day.
我们要做好准备，然后就如保罗所说的，我立的志向呢，要得主的这个喜悦。
So it's just like what Paul said, so we make it our goal to please him.
那最后呢，他要建立他的国度。
The last purpose of the Lord's second coming is that he will come to establish his kingdom.
那今天呢，我们都盼望说我们有一个完全公义公平没有滥权，没有这个贪污的这个政权或者国度。
So today we all hope we live in a nation or a political regime where there's no injustice and no unrighteous thing, no corruption, and even no abuse of power.
但是我想呢，今天因为那在上执政掌权很多的在上执政掌权者都是罪人。
But we have to realize that those people in ruling class are sinners themselves.
从过去到将来呢，我们都不会有一个这样的一个国度或者政权出现。
They were not and they will not be a regime or government like what we hoped to be.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们说，当主再来的时候呢，他要建立一个公义公平的国度。
But the promise from the Bible by Lord is that when he comes, we will see a righteous and just kingdom.
那这是在旧约圣经已经预言了。
This has been said by the prophet in the Old Testament.
这里说，因有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
那今天我们看到这个段经文的前一个部分已经应验了。
So we see the first part of this Bible verses has been fulfilled.
那主耶稣 已经第二次啊、已经来到这个世上哈、啊，为我们而诞生了。
So, our Lord's first coming has been fulfilled to be our King.
但是这段经文的第二部分呢，要等到主再来的时候呢，才实现。
And the second part of this passage, it has not been fulfilled. It can only be fulfilled until Lord's second coming.
那今天我们在每次呢，在崇拜过后呢，最后我们念这个主祷文哈。
So now,
主教导我们的祷告文。
Yes, now for every Sunday, we said Lord's Prayer to conclude our service.
那其中一句呢，就是什么呢？愿你的国降临。
We often say, may your kingdom come, your kingdom come.
意思就是说，我们盼望主的日子，主的这个国度呢，国度呢，能够早日降临。
So you really expect the day that we arrive from, for Lord's kingdom.
能够除去一切的不公不义的。
So then all of the injustice and unrighteousness things will be wiped out.
那今天呢，我们谈到啊主再来的这个目的。
So we talk about sixth purpose of Lord's second coming.
他要迎接圣徒回天家。
So he will come to take us back to heaven.
那他要救赎这个信徒的这个身体。
He will come to redeem our bodies.
然后他要迎娶这个信徒，就是教会。
He will come to receive his bride.
然后他要败坏那个恶者。
He will come to destroy the devil.
然后他也要施行这个审判。
He will come to judge.
那最后他要建立他的国度。
He will come to establish his kingdom.
然后我们看到的主再来是我们信靠他的人一个荣耀的这个盼望。
So this is a glorious hope for all Christians for Lord's second coming.
但我们也要预备好自己来迎接主的再来。
We also have to make ourselves ready to his second coming.
那有三方面。
There are three suggestions I would like to make for all brothers and sisters.
第一呢，就是我们要持守我们对主的信心。盼望爱心和忠心。
So first is we must uphold our faith, our hope, our love, and our devotion.
那今天我们可以说有很多的事情呢，例如呢，生活当中我们在生活当中所遭遇到的这个困难啊、问题或者挫折、啊，都会将我们失去呢对主的这个信心、啊。
Today we come across many things that frustrated us.Set us back, but which will probably make us lose our faith, our hope, and love and devotion to our Lord.
那但是我们要持守啊，我们对主的这个信心、盼望、爱心和忠心。
But we need to uphold our faith, our hope, our love, and our devotion.
我们盼望呢，当主再来的时候呢，我们是一个有信心、有盼望、有爱心和忠心的基督徒。
We hope that when our Lord comes the second time, we are faithful Christians who have faith, love, and hope.
那第二呢，就是说不可停止聚会哈。
Secondly, not stop or give up meeting together.
或者与其他基督徒过团契的这个生活哈。那么这里呢这个希伯来书的作者呢提醒我们，他说你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So we are reminded by the author of the book of Hebrew, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，当那日子就是主再来的日子近了，临近的时候，我们更需要呢来到这个聚会。来与弟兄姐妹们有这个团契，能够彼此的这个勉励，彼此的这个扶持。
So the author of Hebrew really reminds us that when that day is approaching, we Christians really should come to fellowship in church to encourage each other and have more fellowship.
那今天很可惜的，很多有一些的基督徒呢，因着很多的不同的这个原因呢，以致他们就停止聚会了。
It's very sad that today for some Christians, for different reasons, they stop coming to church for the fellowship and worship.
那昨天呢，我跟师母有遇到一位姐妹哈。
Yesterday, my wife and I had this conversation with a sister.
那么他跟他谈了之后呢，才知道他是他也是基督徒哈。
After our conversation, we came to realization, she's a Christian.
那我们就问他说，你有去参加这个教会聚会吗
？So we kind of ask her, did you go to church regularly?
那么他就说，我从前有去过哈，但是现今有一段很长的时间，我再没有去教会了。
And she answered us by saying, I used to go to church, but recently I don't go anymore.
那当然我们也邀请他再来回到这个教会。
Of course, we made a sincere invitation for them to come back to our church.
所以这个参加教会的聚会是重要的。
So attending church, it's a very important thing.
因为如果我们停止聚会的话，我们对主的这个信心、对主的爱心、对主的盼望、对主的忠心会渐渐的冷淡。
Stopping coming to church and attending fellowship will really become our influential factor for our faith, our love, and our hope.
那最后呢，我们要为主做见证，宣扬主的这个福音。
At last, we need to be a testimony of our Lord and preach the gospel.
我们知道当主还没有离开这个世界之前呢，他颁给我们一个大使命啊，就是要我们去呢，使万民做他的门徒。
We know before God ascended to the heaven,He left us a great command. Then he wanted us to really give this gospel of the kingdom to be preached to the whole world as the testimony.
他也说呢，他说这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证。那个时候呢，末期才会来到。
So it's in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations.And then the end will come.
所以今天我们为主做见证，宣扬主的这个福音，也都是在预备好能够迎接主的再来。
So as we want to be a testimony for Lord and preaching the gospel with others, we are doing the things for getting ready to the Lord's coming.
那我第一次讲，应该是第一次、第二次在主崇拜讲道的时候。
In one of my previous sermons,
那么我提到就是说我们在走廊那边有放一张桌子，摆放了很多的这个我们的这个基督教的这个刊物哈。
I mentioned about we have a table in the hallway where you see many materials regarding Christianity.
我刚来的时候，刚看到这个教就摆着很多那些好像特别那个中性的这个杂志。
Yeah, I've seen many magazines from Zhongxin. I don't know English name for that organization.
Yeah, 就是这个对这个我这个这一份的这个杂志呢，对那特别对那个非基督徒是非常好的。
So I really recommend that those material are so good to unbelievers.
但是我发现到怎么我们教育还放作许多这些杂志哈。
Then I noticed there's other magazines as well.
没有人好像去拿。
There are really no people seem to be interested in picking up.
那后来我建议弟兄姐妹能够拿这些杂志呢，能够分给你的这个朋友或者你的邻居、你的家人哈，让他们能够来看。
So I made the suggestion for a lot of brothers and sisters to take them home and share them with your friends who are not believers yet.
那感谢主呢，今天我们那个我要再找那个中信杂志已经没有了。
Praise the Lord that I was bypassing the table. I realized all of the materials are gone.
然后真的是我们可以借助各种不同的方法来传扬主的这个福音。
So really we can do all kinds of different things for preaching Lord's gospel.
那我们记得这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证，那个时候末期才会来到。
So let's remember that all this gospel of kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all of the thanks to you.
今天再次借助你的话语，看到主耶稣再来的这个目的。
Through your words today, we want to see the purpose of our Lord's second coming.
我们看到这个主的再来是我们信靠的人一个荣耀的这个盼望。
This is such a glorious hope for everyone who believes in you.
天父啊，帮助我们能够预备好来迎接主的再来。
Heavenly Father, help us and prepare us a heart for Lord's second coming.
能够持守我们对主的这个信心、爱心、盼望和这个忠心。
So that we can uphold a heart of love, hope, and faith for Lord's second coming.
我们也能够也不停止的能够、与弟兄姐妹们一起的聚会。
We will be reminded that we should not stop coming to the church and fellowship to be with our brothers and sisters.
我们也能够来为你做见证，来宣扬你的福音。
So we can be a testimony of you, and we can preach your gospel to many people.
恳求天父你自己看顾保守我们 每一个人。
We pray for your blessing on each family and each one here.
直到那一天我们见你的面见主的面为止。
So we will hope for the day that we can see you in heaven.
我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.